This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. Here's your HeartWise host, Dr. James Markham. Dr. Markham is on assignment. I'm Charles Mills. Whenever a new year rolls around, people tend to make two resolutions. One, I'm going to lose weight. Two, I'm going to get healthy. Well, folks, today is your lucky day because my guest has written a book designed to help you do both of those things. That's right, lose weight and get healthy. Dr. Hans Diehl wrote the foreword to the book, and here is part of what he said, and I quote, "As you learn how to use more of the whole foods and prepare them in delectable dishes, you will be amazed what Chef AJ, a wonderful magician of the culinary arts, has accomplished in this book. There are surprises waiting for you around every corner, every page," end quote. The book is entitled Unprocessed, and our guest is none other than Chef AJ herself. Chef AJ, welcome to HeartWise.
Well, thank you, Charles. That was such a nice forward, Dr. Diehl wrote.
Yes, it was. I want my listeners to be fully armed for health as the new year rolls around. Let's begin in the kitchen. If you could sneak Santa-like into every kitchen in this country New Year's Eve and remove the most harmful foods you find, what would many people's trash cans be filled with the next morning?
Probably everything in their refrigerator and cupboards, Charles. Unfortunately, if I could do that, there would probably be almost nothing left in most American kitchens, because you have to realize that, unfortunately, Americans eat over 90% of their calories from animal products and processed foods, which are the two things I tell people to avoid, or if they can't avoid, at least minimize and eat no more than 10% of their calories from.
So the first thing you would do is you would go in there and you would take anything that came from an animal or something that has a face, right?
Right. No, it didn't have to have a face, because milk doesn't have a face. So okay. it could have a face, a mother, or it could be the lactation fluids of an animal as well. But I would take out all the animal products, especially the dairy.
All right. Lactation fluids. There go the lactation fluids. They are out the door. There goes the animal products. That basically leaves salt and oil.
Well, listen, I would take the salt and oil and the sugar out, too. Like I told you, if I did what you suggested, there would be nothing in people's houses, which is great, because that's what we wanted, a blank slate to create from.
You know, we have to believe this because, Chef AJ, you're saying that the food that is in most Americans' kitchen is what brought us to the problems we're having today.
Well, the problems now, Charles, are of epidemic proportions. Mm-hmm. Americans are now, two-thirds of us are overweight, and half of those are obese. Heart disease, diabetes, cancer rates are skyrocketing. It can't just be genetics, because genetics don't happen that quickly. And as we discussed the last time I was on your wonderful show, genetics loads the gun. It's diet and lifestyle that pulls the trigger. So what's happened in the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Food.
All right. So you have just emptied the pantry. And again, listener, we have to just keep in mind that we got to where we are. We got to these long lines at the hospital and at the doctor's office. We got to all this heart disease killer. We've got here for a reason. And the reason, as Chef AJ just said, is not necessarily genetics. It is food. And the food that is in our pantry is what is causing the problem. Am I on the right track here, Chef AJ?
Right, and it's not the problem isn't having it in the pantry. The problem is that the people are actually putting it in their mouths.
Okay, all right. So if everyone just leaves the food in their pantry, we'd be fine.
That's right. And well, no, I'm just making a little joke. But yeah, the problem is that's all that's available now. It's not that it's all that's available, but you know, with the marketing and what is subsidized by the government are the things that are unhelpful. Things like kale and broccoli and bananas. These are the things we should be eating. Beans and whole grains and legumes. These are the things that are not subsidized. But believe it or not, these are some of the most inexpensive things you can eat.
Wow. Okay, so you open your big bag. You've come in. You're wearing the beard. You came down through the chimney. You are wearing your Santa New Year beard. And you go into the pantry. What do you put up there? You just mentioned a few. What do we see lined up there neatly the next day?
We fill it with all the food from nature that is abundant in nature. You want your food is grown, food found in nature. So I want people to eat food that came from plants, that wasn't manufactured in a manufacturing plant. So I fill it with every type of bean imaginable, any whole grain, rice, quinoa, teff, barley, wheat berries, you name it, rye, any kind of beans. You know how many beans there are? There's so many beans I can't even name them. Any kind of, there's probably 20 kinds of lentils, all the whole grains, all the legumes. So this is what I want in the pantry. And a few canned things might be okay if it, you know, if, like, for instance, I buy beans unsalted in a can. I don't have a problem with that because my test, Charles, is if I can make it in my kitchen at home, I'll buy it in a can, a box, a bottle, or a bag. Okay. For example, I have a pressure cooker, but right now it's not working. So I don't mind buying some salt-free canned beans to have on hand for an emergency. Mm-hmm. However, I can't make agave in my kitchen. I can't make olive oil in my kitchen. So if I can make it in my kitchen, I will buy it in a processed form. Okay. You know, Jack LaLanne said 80 years ago, if God made it, eat it. If man made it, don't eat it. If we could live by those 13 words, we would be as healthy and have what kind of longevity that he had, because he did not eat processed food. And why I wrote the book on processed, because I want to appeal to people. I know that everyone is not going to follow a plant-based diet. There are people that are going to continue to eat animal products. But that doesn't mean you should eat processed food. Processed food did not used to exist. And now that it exists, that doesn't mean we need to eat it. People will always tell me, my grandmother lived to 102, and she ate chicken and ice cream. But our grandparents, our ancestors, didn't eat processed food. That's a new thing.
All right. So in your mind, describe for us exactly what processed means again.
I really mean refined over processed, because I don't mind when people take, you know, almond milk and a banana and put it in the blender and process it into a smoothie. So I don't mean processing it that way. I mean having a food that is not whole, having a food where it has been refined and all the fiber and water and nutrients have been stripped of the food, and so you're left with a processed product that's highly refined. So, for example, eating whole wheat, you know, eating couscous, something like that, is healthy. But when you take wheat, which is a natural whole food, and then refine it into white flour and remove all the water, fiber, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants, and micronutrients, then you no longer have a whole food, you have a processed.
All right.
And, you know, you have to understand that our bodies were designed by God to eat our food whole, you know. And when you eat your food processed, it creates inflammation in the body. It causes the body to be in an acidic state. And disease only occurs when our body is in an acidic state or has inflammation. Whole foods do not cause this. Animal products and processed food do. And if we are living in a country where 90% of our calories are coming from fiberless, waterless, nutrient-poor foods like animal products and processed food, is it any wonder that we have an epidemic of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're talking with Chef AJ here. Her book is Unprocessed, and the subtitle is How to Achieve Vibrant Health and Your Ideal Weight. And that's what we're after on the new year. We want to start having that vibrant health and start moving toward that ideal weight that we want so bad. Now, okay, you've taken everything out of the pantry and you've put in all this unprocessed good stuff and also the refrigerator. Now, what do we stick in the refrigerator?
Refrigerator's great because it's filled to the brim with any fresh fruit or vegetable you can imagine. And the freezer can be filled with any frozen fruit or vegetable. You know, when you freeze a fruit or vegetable, believe it or not, you lose very few nutrients. And some studies have actually shown that some frozen fruits and vegetables can be more nutritious than fresh, because sometimes our fresh fruits and vegetables sit on a truck from Mexico or another country for a week and they lose nutrients. But frozen fruits and vegetables, and I mean, of course, without salt or sugar added to it, are picked at their peak of perfection and flash frozen. So there's nothing wrong with buying frozen fruits and vegetables. This can actually be very inexpensive as well, because purchased in bulk at stores like Costco and things like that. So you fill your freezer with every fruit and vegetable imaginable. Bananas are a great one for making smoothies. Make sure they're ripe before you freeze them. Obviously, make sure they're peeled, because it's really hard to peel a banana that's been frozen with its peel on. Have some ice in there if you like. You know, I mean, there's a few products out there. I mean, I will take people on tours to stores. I mean, there's a few things you could probably have that won't hurt you. And, you know, there's something called a Sun Burger. It's not like a fake meat burger like this has isolated soy protein, but there's a brand out there called Sun Burger where it's like a whole food product made with vegetables and rice, things like that. You know, case of emergency, a few things like that. But for the most part, we want to eat fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes. And when you eat that way and don't add oil, and don't eat too many nuts and seeds, you can pretty much eat as much as you want, as often as you want. And not only not gain weight, but lose weight and find your true ideal weight.
Now, as long as we're in there just rummaging around and taking things out of the refrigerator, you have taken everything out, and I'm assuming you've also taken the margarine and the butter out.
Well, absolutely. They're both bad and for different reasons. But absolutely, you know, Sugar, fat, and salt work together to create what's called the hyperpalatability of food. And this all information, by the way, is in a great book by Dr. David Kester called The End of Overeating. So the more sugar, fat, and salt you eat, the more sugar, fat, and salt you want. That's just the way it is. Butter and margarine, you know, what do you need them for? I mean, if you're going to have a piece of bread, and by the way, if people eat bread, I recommend a whole grain bread, not a whole wheat bread. So in other words, it's Ezekiel or Alvarado Street, which is flourless and sprouted and made from whole grains, not from flour. So you're going to have a piece of bread. So what do you need butter and margarine for? What about putting on a smear of some raw almond butter or some unsalted, unsweetened peanut butter or fruit sweetened jam? I mean, why do we need all this fat, you know? The thing is it tastes good, and I get that, and your brain likes it, but fat makes you fat. Like Dr. McDougall has been saying for years, the fat you eat is the fat you wear. And I don't want to take all the fat away from people because I enjoy it myself. But again, we are meant to eat our food whole. So if you want to eat some whole fat, have a little avocado. Have a few nuts and seeds. It's like I feel like I'm beating my head against the wall, Charles, because I've been teaching this stuff for 11 years. And the concept is just so easy. There's a name of a store called Whole Foods. But most of what they sell isn't whole or isn't food. Mm. If people could just understand that we're meant to eat whole food. That's how we were created. That's what God intended. And this would be so easy. And when food comes in a bag, a box, a bottle, a can, for the most part, unless it's maybe some beans, you know, it's just not whole food.
Yeah.
And again, you know, animal products, we can talk about that if you want or not. Some people will eat them, some won't. We sure don't need to eat them to the degree we're eating them if you believe we should eat them. The China study shows that the successful populations that are pretty much free of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and most forms of cancer, if they do eat animal products, they're keeping them to 10% or less of their total calories, and they're not eating dairy. They're, you know, I would say if I could wave a magic wand tomorrow, as much as I don't like people eating oil or sugar or salt, if I could take one thing away from the American diet, I would take dairy away, because then people wouldn't be eating cheese and ice cream. And that's the real culprit, because that, you know, Dr. Campbell showed in the China study that he was able to turn cancer on and off by the addition of casein, the protein in milk.
Yeah.
And human beings are just not designed to eat dairy. Historically, we were not milk drinkers at all. That came much, much later on. And we're the only species that not only drinks the milk of another species, but does it after maturity as well. You know, cow's milk is a great thing for a calf to grow to 1,000 pounds. It's not meant for humans. 70% of the world is lactose intolerant. Pretty much all African Americans, Jews, Latinos, Asians, they're lactose intolerant. Anyway, we can't digest the dairy protein. So most people can't even digest milk anyway. And you know, it's crazy to me if people take supplements like lactate to try to digest something they're basically allergic to. Makes no sense at all. But just like sugar, oil, and salt, there is something in milk called casomorphine, which makes it addicting to our brain. So a lot of what we're eating because our brain wants it, not because it's good for us. You know, it's just like coffee. People that drink coffee, I don't advocate coffee or alcohol either. And, you know, both these things are addictive as well. And so is dairy, so is sugar, so is salt, so is oil. So what's sugar, oil, and salt? That's processed food.
Yep.
All processed food, with the exception of maybe some non-dairy, you know, plant milk, some mustard, some beans. If you go to a store and look at any processed food, and I don't care if you call it Kraft macaroni and cheese or Amy's organic macaroni and cheese, all processed food is the perfect combination of sugar, fat, and salt, which is addictive to our brain chemistry, and that's why people eat it. And yes, sure, it's convenient, and people say, well, you know, it's very convenient. Well, what I say is when you have to have open heart surgery because this is what you ate most of your life, that is very inconvenient.
Oh, man.
When you lose your leg, like many people I know where I work at the Braille Institute, or lose your sight due to type 2 diabetes, that is very inconvenient. Eating fruits and vegetables, to me, is a pleasure, and it's not inconvenient. Going to the doctor, having to take medication for preventable, reverses, diseases of lifestyle, extravagance, and affluence, to me, that's inconvenient.
Wow. Chef AJ is our guest today. And Chef AJ, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, you identify some yubbets in your book, Unprocessed. And our listeners are saying, what is a yubbet? Well, we're going to find out what a yubbet is in our return. So everybody stay right where you are. I'd like to take a moment to invite you to visit the HeartWise Ministries team on the internet. Stop by heartwiseministries.org and discover for yourself that optimum health is not the result of favorable genes or the right combination of pharmaceuticals. No, optimum health is the result of making the right choices each and every moment of each and every day. If you're like me, you're probably a little confused about what the media and marketing moguls are feeding us. There are a lot of potions, pills, and promises out there. Some work, some don't, and some are downright dangerous. Whom do you believe? Whom do you trust? Board-certified cardiologist Dr. James Markham, founder-director of HeartWise Ministries, says there is a source of information that can be trusted and followed. That's the Bible, God's owner's manual, as he calls it, for us all. The information you find on heartwiseministries.org is information backed by biblical truth. It can be trusted because God can be trusted. So stop by, won't you? That's heartwiseministries.org. The beauty surrounding the Caribbean island of St. Lucia hides a sad reality. Due to the decline in the banana industry, many islanders find themselves homeless and hungry. Some turn to begging on the streets. ADRA's Feed the Poor project provides meals to the island's poor, homeless, and neglected senior citizens. A small gift from you will enable seniors to enjoy one hot meal a day for 1 month. Please help ADRA restore hope in beautiful St. Lucia. This is just one of many opportunities offered to you in this year's edition of the Adventist Development and Relief Agency International's The Original Really Useful Gift Catalog. To find out more, visit www.adra.org. That's www.adra.org. Or call 1-800-424-ADRA. That's 1-800-424-2372. This is your chance to select the perfect gift for that special someone who has nothing. Thank you. Our guest today is Chef AJ. She's based in Southern California, and she has written the book Unprocessed, How to Achieve Vibrant Health and Your Ideal Weight. And this book is a recipe book as well as an informational book. You will enjoy both the information and the recipes. I know I do. It includes over 100 easy, delicious, nutrient-rich, and gluten-free recipes. That's called Unprocessed, and it's available at all the normal outlets like Amazon, etc. And Chef AJ, do you have a website where people can come to learn information about you and the book?
Absolutely. Eat Unprocessed. So the name of my book, Unprocessed, with the word eat in front of it, eatunprocessed.com.
Okay, eatunprocessed.com. You can get information about the book and about Chef AJ. She's an interesting person, as you're discovering as we have this conversation. Okay, you identify some yabbats. Now, tell us what a yabbat is.
Well, a yabbat, Y-A-B-B-U-T, is a person that says, yeah, but. So, you know, I've been trying to get people to eat this way, and they always say, well, you know, yeah, but. You know, you're right, yeah, but. So they call it yabbat.
Okay.
Because it's basically an excuse.
All right. Now, we do not want excuses because we want a healthy new you, according to Chef AJ. Before we had the program started, she was saying we need to have not a new year program, a new you program. Well, that's what we're having here, a healthy new you program. The first yabbat is you say that people are saying, but it's too expensive to eat this way with all this plant-based stuff. What do you say to those yabbats?
I say to those yabbats, you know, angioplasty, stents, bypass surgery, first of all, is way more expensive. There's an old saying, you can pay the grocer, you pay the doctor. And it's true. If you buy some of the designer packaged vegetarian or vegan foods, yeah, it is way more expensive. But when you eat whole foods, and especially when you buy them in bulk and not in packages, like beans and rice, all kinds of grains and legumes, beans and potatoes are practically free. You know, Dr. McDougall and Jeff Novick have some wonderful information on their website where they've proven you can eat this way for less than $4 a day. I think it came to $3.33 a day. So, yes, I was at Whole Foods yesterday, and I saw something for the holidays. It was a very small thing that served maybe six people called a field roast. And I'm sure it's delicious. It was like $25. So, yeah. That's understandable, and, you know, I really do believe that eating a whole food diet is still going to be less expensive than eating an animal-based diet unless you're eating every single meal at a fast food restaurant. However, there are places probably in everyone's community, they don't have to shop at the most expensive store. For instance, farmers markets are generally very affordable, but some of the smaller mom-and-pop stores, like we have a very diverse community in L.A., and we have Asian stores and Latino stores and Armenian stores. And the produce there is fantastic. So instead of paying $2.99 a bunch for kale at Whole Foods, I pay 69 cents a bunch. And true, maybe it isn't organic, but as Dr. Letterman always would tell me, Americans aren't fat and sick because they chose to eat inorganic kale over organic kale. They're fat and sick because they're not eating fruits and vegetables.
All right.
So if you buy conventional produce, just wash it really well. And, you know, all the studies done in the reversal of heart disease, things like that, we're done using conventional produce. And while I am a big fan of organic, that can't be the only reason that you won't eat produce. You know, I remember that wonderful movie that came out a couple of years ago called Food, Inc., and there was a gentleman who was saying, you know, he just couldn't afford to eat this way because broccoli was $2.99 a bunch. So he took his family to the drive-thru for every meal. And later in the film, we find out he's got type 2 diabetes, yeah, and he's paying $400 a month for his diabetes medication. This makes no sense. You know, the money you will save on not getting sick, not having to take medication, will pay for this diet immediately. It's not really a diet, it's a lifestyle. I don't like the word diet because the first three words are die, but it will pay for this way of eating many times over by the money that you save not being sick and having to have pills, potions, and procedures done on a daily basis, which for a lot of Americans is their reality.
Yes, absolutely. And unfortunately, that is true. Okay, we move on to yubit number two. I don't have time to prepare healthy foods. What do you say to that, Chef AJ?
Well, you know, everybody has time for a funeral.
That's true.
You know, but here's the thing, you know, I really think, Charles, that people have time for what they value, whether it's exercise or eating healthily. Everybody seems to have time to go on Facebook and play Angry Birds and Words with Friends and tweet. So I think that we really need to look at our priorities. You know, one of the things in life that is fair is that we're all given the same 24 hours a day.
True.
So that is fair, that we all have the same time. So you need to make it a priority, number one, but also it doesn't have to be as difficult as people seem to think it needs to be. So sure, probably nothing will ever be as fast as going through a fast food drive-in, but you can do things like go to Walmart and for less than $20, get a slow cooker. And in the morning, you can put in things that are already cut up for you now at stores, like potatoes and onions and carrots and some no-sodium vegetable broth. And when you get home, you have dinner. So there are ways that you can do things that save time. And green smoothies, for example, some people say, oh, we have enough time to make a smoothie in the morning. Well, put all the ingredients in your blender the night before, except for your frozen fruit. When you wake up, you put it on the base of the blender. I mean, that's quicker than waiting in line at Starbucks for your drink. I believe that if somebody really wants to do something, they have the time and they have the money. And so I think your health should be your number one priority.
Right.
And as I said before, pay the grocer, pay the doctor. Even though it may take more time to eat healthily, you'll gain time because you're not going to be having open heart surgery. You're not going to be in the hospital laid up 6 weeks losing your leg from diabetes. So you really do save time taking care of yourself. You know,
yeah,
it's the same thing when people say they don't have time to exercise. That hour a day that you give to yourself exercising makes you more productive the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. The time you spend taking care of your health by eating healthily makes the rest of the day more enjoyable, more productive. You know, people that live on caffeine and sugar, I was one of those, you pay an energy debt. And so you think that you're exuberant and you have energy. In reality, you don't, because you end up crashing. You end up just needing to keep having more sugar, more caffeine. So, you know, make the time, however you have to do it. There's lots of ways. Like, for instance, if you work at a job, what I've taught some people to do is enroll other people in eating healthy, and one day a week, they bring lunch for everybody.
Hmm.
You know? There's things like you can make big pots of soup, you know, and freeze them. I mean, there are ways to cut down on time if this is a priority. And, you know, you would do it if it was a priority.
Absolutely.
You've got to make your health your number one priority, because health is wealth.
Well, these are words to live by our guest today, Chef AJ. Her book, Unprocessed, How to Achieve Vibrant Health and Your Ideal Weight, is available at Amazon.com and all the good places where you want to find books. You can just check that out. Chef AJ, Unprocessed. Chef AJ, thank you so much for being with us, and a happy new you to you.
Thank you, Charles. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Chef AJ, inviting you to remain HeartWise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.